From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's Andy Brownell.
Good afternoon, 78th in downtown Rochester. It's 503. A local program designed to help quickly locate missing individuals with autism brought U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to Rochester today to announce a nationwide initiative. Kennedy indicated that he chose Rochester to announce the new National Autism Missing and Endangered Persons Alert Initiative because of the success of Project Lifesaver locally.
You heard about the success story behind this incredible program, and it's something that we want to promote nationally. And the Rochester Police Department and the Columbus County Sheriff have had a 100% success rate in finding those children before anything bad happens to them.
Project Lifesaver is a partnership involving the Rochester Police Department, Olmsted County Sheriff's Office, and the RT Autism Awareness Foundation that utilizes tracking devices to find missing autistic children and adults or others with cognitive impairments. Mayo Clinic is reporting strong financial performances for the second quarter and first half of this year. Net operating income for the second quarter exceeded $500 million, and the total for the first 6 months of 2026 is close to $900 million. Both figures are approximately 20% higher than those reported a year ago. Mayo Clinic reported $5.85 billion in revenue in the second quarter, which was up about 9.5% from a year ago, expenses rising just over 8%. Rochester police say two guns were recovered in a vehicle following a police chase and the arrests of three juveniles last night. The pursuit began in Northeast Rochester after police officers responded to a report concerning a juvenile texting threats of violence and spotted the suspect in a vehicle. The chase ended in Southwest Rochester after officers used a so-called pit maneuver to stop the fleeing vehicle. A 65-year-old Rochester man has been sentenced to 6 months in jail for repeatedly sexually assaulting a juvenile boy 10 years ago. Stephen Matthew Robinson earlier entered a guilty plea to a third-degree criminal sexual conduct charge in the case. Court documents indicate the victim was between 14 and 15 years old when the sexual abuse occurred. And a Minnesota man is facing a second-degree manslaughter charge in connection with a horrific and deadly tree-trimming incident in Apple Valley yesterday. The charges against 34-year-old Christopher Crimmins say the Brainerd man was operating a hydraulic grapple on a tree-trimming truck when a co-worker's head was crushed by the machinery. The criminal complaint says Crimmins told police he was watching shadows on the ground when he maneuvered the grapple to make it appear as though the shadow of the machine was grabbing the shadow of the victim and did not realize it was moving towards the victim's head. The Minnesota Twins in San Diego for a weekend series against the Padres. The pregame show for tonight's contest starts at 8 o'clock on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. For more local news, go to krocnews.com. You can also download the free